The year is 1985, and a young entrepreneur named Steve Case is trying to explain why anyone would want to connect their computer to something called the internet. Most people think he's crazy. Fast forward 3 decades, and that same entrepreneur, now the co-founder of America Online, is warning us that everything we've seen so far is just the warm-up act. The real revolution hasn't even started yet. We've spent 30 years building the internet and playing with apps. Now comes the hard part: using this technology to fix the broken systems that actually matter. Healthcare that bankrupts families, education that fails students, food systems that poison us, and cities crumbling under their own weight. This isn't about the next viral app or social network. It's about whether technology can finally deliver on its promise to make life genuinely better, not just more convenient. Think of the internet's evolution like the development of electricity. First, someone had to string the wires and build the power plants. Then entrepreneurs figured out what to plug into those outlets. Now we're entering the phase where electricity becomes invisible, so deeply embedded in everything that we forget it's even there. The first wave, 1985-1999, built the infrastructure: cable, modems, email, with companies like AOL, Cisco, and Apple creating the on-ramps to the information superhighway. Case spent a decade convincing people to go online. The second wave, 2015, unleashed app creation. Google organized information. Facebook connected everyone. Software's infinite replicability, write code once, serve a billion users, enabled exponential growth with minimal barriers. The third wave demands something different. We're integrating the internet into industries that have resisted change for generations, sectors protected by regulations, dominated by entrenched players, and too important to fail. Success requires navigating bureaucracies, forging partnerships with skeptical incumbents, and playing the long game. The scrappy college dropout disrupting from a garage? That's second wave thinking. Third wave entrepreneurs need industry expertise, political savvy, and patience. Healthcare consumes nearly 20% of America's economy, yet most hospitals still rely on paper charts and fax machines. If you've ever filled out the same medical history form multiple times while your records sit in a filing cabinet across the country, you've experienced this dysfunction. Between 2012 and 2015, investors poured $5 billion annually into digital health startups, sensing enormous opportunity. Continuous monitoring is transforming care. Smartwatches now track heart rates and detect irregular rhythms weeks before symptoms appear. For diabetics, continuous glucose monitors replace painful finger pricks, automatically adjusting insulin delivery. The real prize? Preventing 200,000 annual deaths from preventable complications that occur because doctors only see patients during brief office visits, missing warning signs between appointments. Remote monitoring enables continuous tracking of high-risk patients, alerting doctors when something goes wrong. Disease mismanagement accounts for roughly 30% of healthcare spending. Potential savings approach $1 trillion annually by 2025. IBM's Watson already assists with diagnoses, analyzing millions of medical journals faster than any human doctor. The challenge: unlike creating a photo-sharing app, healthcare innovation requires navigating FDA approvals, HIPAA regulations, insurance reimbursement systems, hospital partnerships, doctor buy-in, and patient trust around data security. Picture 30 students in rows while a teacher lectures on algebra. Some grasped the concept 10 minutes ago and are bored. Others got lost immediately and are hopelessly confused. This scene has repeated for over a century, not from incompetence, but because the model itself is broken. Technology now enables personalized learning at scale. Adaptive platforms adjust difficulty in real time based on performance. Struggling with fractions? The system provides more practice. Mastered quadratic equations? It accelerates you forward. AI tutors provide instant feedback, while analytics track learning patterns across thousands of students simultaneously. The flipped classroom turns education upside down. students watch lectures at home, pausing and rewinding as needed, then use class time for hands-on problem solving with personalized teacher help. Virtual reality creates immersive experiences, walking through ancient Rome's forum or exploring the human body from inside. The $5 trillion food industry has transformed through precision agriculture. GPS-guided tractors and drones with multispectral imaging analyze crop health. IoT sensors monitor soil moisture and nutrients, enabling targeted water and fertilizer application while reducing waste. Smart packaging with RFID chips monitors temperature and bacterial levels from farm to table. Your refrigerator rejects spoiled ingredients, while your oven adjusts cooking time based on thawing duration. Blockchain tracking lets you scan ground beef and see exactly which farm it came from. When New York's Williamsburg Bridge nearly collapsed in 1988 after silent deterioration, it exposed a critical vulnerability. Most cities rely on periodic visual inspections. America's infrastructure earned a D-plus rating in 2016, with aging water systems and fragile power grids. Third-wave technology embeds sensors that monitor bridges in real time, detecting stress changes before visible damage appears. The real transformation happens when cities integrate data across systems. Traffic lights adjust to congestion, garbage trucks optimize routes by fill levels, emergency vehicles receive priority routing. Singapore reduced traffic congestion 20% through dynamic pricing and smart routing. Barcelona cut water consumption 25% through sensor-based leak detection. Copenhagen optimizes bicycle traffic flow citywide. Columbus, Ohio won the Smart City Challenge with electric self-driving shuttles and connected transit hubs. IBM, Cisco, and GE are investing billions, while startups like Enevo and Remix tackle waste collection and transit planning. Success requires focusing on practical solutions that directly improve citizens' lives. Elon Musk once compared starting a company to staring into the face of death. Third-wave entrepreneurship requires what Case calls the three Ps: partnership, policy, and perseverance. Partnership is essential because third-wave companies can't succeed alone. Most industries have gatekeepers who must approve new products. Apple's iPod needed music licensing from the very record labels threatened by digital distribution. Startups without Steve Jobs' reputation must build credibility from scratch. You might be disrupting hospitals, but you still need doctors to champion your technology. Policy understanding is crucial because third-wave industries operate in heavily regulated sectors, whether FDA drug approval, FAA drone clearance, or SEC financial oversight. First-wave companies faced technology risk. Second-wave companies faced market risk. Third-wave entrepreneurs must navigate policy risk. Will regulations allow it? Perseverance might be most important. When 23andMe was prohibited by the FDA from selling its products in 2014, many declared the company dead. Less than a year later, they secured an FDA exemption and restarted sales. By 2040, America's entrepreneurial landscape will transform dramatically. Innovation will flourish nationwide rather than concentrating in coastal hubs. Cities once dismissed as flyover country, Denver, Kansas City, Austin, Pittsburgh, are becoming entrepreneurial powerhouses. Third-wave companies benefit from locating near the industries they're disrupting: agricultural innovators near Midwest farms, healthcare disruptors near Nashville or Baltimore medical centers. Milton Friedman's profit-first maxim is yielding to impact investing, a bridge between business and philanthropy seeking both financial returns and social good. Millennials drive this change as investors, employees, and customers demanding positive impact. Revolution Foods exemplifies this approach, transforming the $20 billion school food market with healthy, affordable meals addressing childhood obesity. Though impact investing totaled just $50 billion in 2013, it could reach $1 trillion by 2020. Despite Silicon Valley's adversarial stance, government will prove critical to the third wave. President Eisenhower's 1958 creation of ARPA funded research enabling computer components, GPS, and radar systems. Even AOL's success depended on government building the internet, which by 2014 represented $8 trillion in economic activity. American entrepreneurship stands at a crossroads. The 2016 election revealed a divide between those embracing technological change and Americans feeling left behind. Nations worldwide compete aggressively. Canada explicitly targets American entrepreneurs with its startup visa program. The third wave will unfold more slowly than you'd like, but more profoundly than you can imagine. This moment calls to the innovator inside all of us who refuses to accept the world as it is. Are you ready?